That come to me for dresses are a little bit more low-key, and yet they're still getting stressed out about the pressure that's put on them for what kind of wedding to have. But they are so about, like, this wedding is about me and my husband, and they're gonna do it their way, which is totally non-traditional. None of my brides get married indoors. They all get married outside. They're all very free-spirited, open-minded, confident women. And they know what they want. They know they want this product that they can feel good about. And they like that it's natural. They like that it's made in the US. Then every year, somebody would hear about me or run into me for hemp clothing, and I might mention, or they might ask, and I'd just make a custom wedding gown here and there. And then when I launched my business, I launched it making jackets dedicated to endangered species. I would do art shows, and I had pictures of wedding gowns I made, so people would still order wedding gowns. I decided to focus on bridal more, like, from a business perspective. As I've been doing it, and it's been evolving, I really love making wedding gowns because I don't know, I always get the photos back from the right after the wedding, and I get all teary-eyed. It's just a fun process. And I remember being a kid and thinking, you know, I used to design pants and skirts, and I specialized in knitwear in college. And when I was younger, I would design dresses, and I would design coats, and I always was wondering, like, what am I gonna make when I grow up? Am I gonna make jackets or dresses or sweaters or... So it's kind of just nice to have a direction. let my customers choose my direction and just go with it. My greatest joy is when mom emails me or the bride emails me and says, oh my god, it's beautiful, it's so me. Or mom says, it's so Erin, you really got it, it's just so her. That's, like, my goal. Which to me, like, you know, coming to somebody like me for custom dress and natural fiber dress is so different than just walking into a big bridal salon and picking something off the rack. Because it's going to be really hard to find something off the rack that's so you. You know, get that personalized touch to it. I have a certain theme and mood and story that goes around each dress. And they come in and they try on different styles that I sort of designed to capture different women. And seeing the way they look in each different style is so much fun, and what they're drawn to. And it's really exciting that they like each style. That they're, like, having a hard time choosing between, but then they're always drawn more to one style than the rest because it's more them than this next piece. But, you know, it's part of, like, identifying yourself, really, right? You get up in the morning and you're trying to figure out what to wear. It's all about identity. Like, who am I? Who am I? How do I want to portray myself when I go out? And what more stressful day to identify yourself than your wedding? Because everyone's looking at you and it's like, who is this girl? So they come in and they love this style, they love that style, they love that style, but which one is me? And then they sort of gravitate more to one than the rest. So it's fun. It's a fun process. I still wake up every morning and try to figure it out. So now I have 14 styles that you could look at. You could start from those styles. I already have the patterns developed. You can modify a dress. So, you know, like, they'll take flowers off of something or change the color, or I'll make something a little longer or something a little shorter. And it's still very affordable for somebody within that budget. And then if you, you know, want to go all out with your dress and get everything you want on it and have the personalized embroidery and all that stuff, you can still start with one of these styles and then just, you know, the artwork is an additional fee. Or you can go completely custom. But it gives everybody a starting place and something to try on when they come to the studio. Because that's the big thing, is like, what's gonna look best on me and what works for my body? That's very important as well. So.